If by the word karma we mean the general idea of what goes around comes around, then there is truth to this concept according to Islam. Now there are some actions of ours that Allah Ta'ala punishes in this very world, and it's an exception to the general rule. Now, Allah Ta'ala has made a general rule that our good deeds and our evil deeds will be punished or rewarded in the hereafter, and we have full free will in this world. But there are some exceptions where certain actions Allah Ta'ala chooses to punish in this very world or to reward in this very world. And this is an interesting concept found in Islam, and there are several examples of this. For example, Allah Ta'ala has warned that those who forge revelation, who make it up and falsely attribute it to Allah Ta'ala to deceive people, they will be given an exemplary punishment in this world. Allah Ta'ala says in the Holy Quran that if he had forged and attributed any saying to us, we would surely have seized him by his right hand, and then surely we would have severed his life artery. So this is a principle we learn from this verse. Now Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has explained that the difference between maghdoob, and those are who incurred the displeasure of Allah Ta'ala, and dhaleen, which is those who have gone astray, the difference between these two is that although both are destroyed, both are punished, but maghdoob are destroyed quickly, and dhaleen are destroyed slowly. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam explained this point, saying that both are punished in the hereafter eventually, but maghdoob often receive their punishment in this very world. Elsewhere, Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam explained, giving another example of how people are sometimes punished in this world for their spiritual sins. He said that do not call one another with bad names. It is an evil act. He who offends someone with a bad name will not pass out of this world until he finds himself involved in it. Here Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salam explained a sin that can have repercussions in this very world. Hazrat Khalifatul Masih al-Abul radiyallahu anhu also observed this. He said that once I observed someone belittling someone for a mistake, and then I saw him falling into the same mistake. On observing this, he said that I then understood that whoever belittles someone else, he will also suffer the same type of disgrace. Hazrat Khalifatul Masih al-Abul radiyallahu anhu explained that punishment for denying God, idolatry, etc., are in the hereafter. But insolence, indecency, causing suffering to others and disgracing others, the punishment for all of these come in this world as well. Huzur explained that negligence of those rights that are only rights of Allah Ta'ala are forgiven in this world. A person has full free will in this world. But punishment for negligence in fulfilling the rights of people is given very quickly. So here Huzur explained that there are some sins that Allah Ta'ala gives warnings of in this very world, where we taste somewhat of the punishment of the hereafter in this world or somewhat of the reward of the hereafter in this world. Now this applies on both ends. It doesn't just apply to punishment, it applies to rewards as well. There are also some good deeds that Allah Ta'ala rewards in this very world. For example, Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam narrated that Hazrat Dawood alayhi salam said that he never saw the children of a saint starving or begging. So here we learn that the offspring of truly spiritual people are given material rewards in this world. So there is a spiritual principle of what goes around comes around that also has a subtle effect on the physical world.